Now, tell me about the one down here again. What's it called?
Ute Mountain Rodeo.
Okay.
It's coming up pretty soon. Next week, I think.
Okay. And then there's another one?
Well, there's one here in town locally that he has every once in a while. He has one around the 4th of July, too, just a roping. Yeah, they get two guys where one guy ropes the feet of the cows, mm-hmm. and then the other one ropes the head just for...
Do y'all go to those?
I haven't gone to this one here. Mm-hmm. We went to that one in Cortez, many years ago, and liked to froze to death the 15th or 18th of June.
Did they ever call them anything else besides rodeos?
No, just Ute Mountain Rodeo.
Okay. Just ever wondered if you heard it called a stampede?
No. I've heard it on TV where they call it some stampede, but just mostly just rodeo.
How about stock show? Is that something different?
Now, stock show, that's a yearly event in Denver where they call it the National Western Stock Show.
Uh-huh.
And that is mostly stock.
Okay.
They have a lot of stuff. But...
Okay. If someone is very funny, we might say that he has a good sense of
humor.
Okay. Uh-huh. And something that women sometimes put on their face that's red.
Rouge.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know of a capital of a state that has that word in it?
Baton Rouge.
Yeah. What's that the capital of?
What is Baton Rouge? Isn't it Louisiana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there another city in Louisiana that's real famous for jazz? And
Louisiana.
It's down there along the Gulf.
At New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's a dude? That's another word I've heard a good
dude.
Bit. A dude.
I've heard of that name. I don't know what they call it, too, but he's odd dude, they call it. You know, somebody, they always talk about some guy that's different or something, you know. They call him just...
Would that be, would you think they would use that to describe maybe somebody from maybe the East who came this way and tried to pretend to be a cowboy?
Could be, yeah, that could be. Or somebody from Texas.
Okay. Okay. Where do they bury people around here?
In the cemetery.
Okay. And what do they call that service they have for them when they die?
Well, let's see. They always say services for something. Let it be a burial service, I guess. Okay.
Do they ever call it funeral?
Yeah, right. Funeral services, right.
Okay. And what do they bury the person in?
Casket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They ever call it a coffin?
Yeah, they've heard it called, mostly now I've always heard it called casket.
Okay. And when a person dies, the family does what? They go into a period of what?
Mourning. Uh-huh.
Okay. Do they do that around here?
Oh, some, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do they have a name for that?
Usually Lars would have a church service or something for honoring, for a mourning time, you know.
They wouldn't call it a wake, would they? Is that a word you're familiar with?
No, I've never heard that, no.
Okay. Sometimes in a town there'll be an abandoned building that children are afraid to go by it because they're afraid there are things in there that might scare them.
Oh yeah.
What would that be called?
It'd be haunted building.
A haunted what?
Haunted house.
Okay. And what would be in that they would be afraid of?
Well, they think it'd be some devil or something in there is what they think. Or.
And what's another? Besides devil, what is another kind of spirit that might be in there? What's another name for a dead spirit?
Hmm. I guess I don't know.
How about ghosts?
Oh, ghost. Ghost.
Uh-huh. Is that a word?
Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah, the ghost will get you.
Is that what would you use another word besides ghost?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
A lot of times they have those haunted buildings that said the devil will get you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And what are some other words besides devil that people might use? I mean, for that person, for the devil. What are the words that people might use to talk about the devil?
Hmm.
Ever call him anything else besides the devil?
No, not that I know of.